case 42. Lemon pound pans, good small plates. Pointer, bringing it out unique and alone. Dripping with water, dredging through mud. When knocking and resounding occur together, it's still like a silver mountain, an iron wall. If you describe and discuss, you see ghosts in front of your skull. If you seek in thought, you sit beneath the black mountain. The bright shining sun lights up the sky. The pure whispering wind circles the earth. But say, do the ancients have any obscurities to test? I am citing this old case. Look. bringing it out unique and alone. Is still dripping with water, dragging through mud. When knocking and resounding occur together, it's still like a silver mountain, an iron wall, bringing it out unique in the lawn. The original text and says tante means bringing it out unique. Tan means directly, tersely. Bringing it out unique. And tante dokuro means dealing with simply. Dealing with simply. So bringing out unique means bringing out the directly and tersely and deal with it simply. if you read the Zen text book, it says sometimes going toward where the life springs forth, immediately you have to speak up. Going to where life springs forth, a place where life springs forth is no space, no room. Something is conceptualized because life springs forth constantly. So you have to always going to where life springs up, springs forth. It's constantly moving alive. And then that is, I always say, nothing to say, nothing comment. But you have to go there, but you have to immediately speak up. You have to say so. Even though you don't say anything, your body, your hands, your posture speaks up anyway. Even though you don't. So how? So first of all, anyway, you have to move to where life springs forth. Anyway, that means in the realm of Gassho, anyway, your life must springs forth means you have to be alive anyway, beyond you like or you don't like, because you have to do. If you have to do, you have to do anyway. No excuse. So, if you don't like, you can go away. But if you are here, you have to do it. So, in the realm of Gassho, anyway, you have to, anyway, go, you have to go to where your life must spring forth. Then that is completely, you have to keep your mouth shut there. And then life is really, life must be alive. In the realm of the silence, when you keep your mouth shut and then your life is really springs forth, and that time it is the place you can manifest yourself in appropriate way. And that time your life is really going. So that is a silence, exactly silence. And sometimes it says Buddha nature, it said nothing to say, no comment. This sometimes it called truth. Sometimes philosophically it's called emptiness. Sometimes it's called conditioned, called production. So if you do it, if your life springs forth very naturally, everything responds. Responds your what your life. So, your words with your body, with your mind, with your hands, anyway, you have to speak up immediately. So, very naturally, you sit like this. So, your posture, your attitude, your life speaks up immediately. Right now, right here, if you think something and your mind is vibrated, your life is vibrated. In the Zen. So very naturally the Zen, that thoughts, ideas, and the confused various ideas, very naturally vibrate your mind, your attitude, your lives. Very naturally, you are completely slipping up, slip up, slip off from the Zen. So very naturally, your Zen is very sloppy. So anyway, that is already speaking up. But whatever you do, anyway, your life is springs forth in the realm of silence. But if you don't tune in to the rhythm of this life of silence, it's very difficult to manifest yourself. It's very difficult to speak up you as you really are. So very naturally, you manifest yourself in a certain way which you have never thought before. So that's why that is sloppy, sleepy, dizzy, lots of things comes up. So anyway, that's why real words with your body, with your mind, with your mouth, anyway, originates from this silence. Where you can manifest yourself in universal perspective anyway, that is life springs forth. So something you can manifest to you as you really are, this self is something beyond your the yardstick by what you try to evaluate you. It's something more than this. In sort of then Dogen Zenji mentions finally, Dogen Zenji, at the point Dogen Zenji mentions is always pointing to process of practice. You are present in from moment to moment. Well, whatever you say, before you comment, after you comment, anywhere beyond comment, you have to. Anyway, your life must be spring forth, constant. That is point Dogen Zenji always mentions. So, how can you bring the Gassho out unique and tersely and simply and deal with the Gassho in simplest way? So first of all, you really jump into the silent world means keep your mouth shut and just do it with your heart. That time it's really place, silence is a real place where you can manifest totally. That is called the Gassho. But that Gassho is not you are doing Gassho. Gassho, anyway, make your life work. So you don't Gassho. You don't do Gassho. Gassho makes your life work. So that is first sentence, bringing it out unique and alone. It's still dripping with water, dragging through mud. And Ikigami Roku, case two. It says, to say the term Buddha, it is, trailing mud, and dripping water. But to say the term Buddha, it is trailing mud and dripping water. And next it says, to say the term Zen, Chan, it is,
faceful shame.
Oh, that's right, faceful shame. Yeah, to say the word Chan is a face full of shame. Because, anyway, that to say term Buddha, it is trailing mud and dripping water means Buddha is not there something that divine apart from you. Buddha is anyway beings who is be smeared with mud. That means Buddha has to return to go down to the human world and live with all such beings in the realm of six category of existence. Anyway, he has to work. So very naturally, his life is besmeared with mud and what was said, his body, his mind is really all wet. That means dripping of water, dripping water. Means he really lives with all sentient beings. So that means, anyway, the other day, maybe last night, Monday night, I told there are two ways of practice. One is constantly going up, attain a certain stage, and keep going. Go beyond. Anyway, keep going. That is one way of practice. The other way is going down and transfer or helping all sentient beings. When you help somebody, your life is really besmeared with at least 6 realms of human existence. And also you can get your dress, again, you can get your mind and body wet completely. So, that is means you have to go down to the human world and transform all beings, means helping anyway. And that time he or she is called Buddha. Even though he or she is in the realm of the 6th realm category of existence, still his life is constantly springing forth alive with a plan, without moving so much. But they are always living. He or she, as a Buddha, is always working with all sentient beings in the 6th realm of existence. So, that is the second way. The second way of practice. First, going up, constantly seeking for. Anyway, going up and keep going. Constantly keep going. If you graduate, finish high school, you have to keep going. Attain a certain stage, you should keep going. If you went to university, you can graduate and attain a certain stage, but you have to keep going. Anyway, whatever, not only Buddhism, your life must be so. Physics, philosophy, art, and whatever, sports. Anyway, if you practice, very naturally you can reach a certain stage. Then you cannot stay there. Anyway, keep going. Constantly keep going. That is really individual life. You have to do it. Simultaneously, you cannot be egoistic. You have to keep going, seeking for the truth, deepening your life, but simultaneously you should share your life with all sentient beings, living in the world. So that's pretty hard sometimes, but you have to do. So that is dripping water and dragging through the mud. Okay, dragging through the mud. Because bringing it out unique and alone, you have to stand up straight in with silence and do gassho. This is nothing but a demonstration of the silence. Within the picture of the gassho, within the gassho you do, there is a silence. That silence make your life stable, make your gassho work. But silence doesn't appear on the surface. So silence, when the silence might appear on the surface of water, It's called Gassho Zazen. And also bow and study and go to school and breakfast, something like this. So it is already something manifested. So very naturally silence becomes will be smeared with mud and dripping water. That's why he says bringing it out unique and alone is to still dripping with water, driving through mud. When knocking and resounding occur together, it is still like a silver mountain, an iron wall. This is knocking, resounding. Well, this is also in Hokyo Zanmai Sutra, Hokyo Zanmai. Samuel Betrayer Mirror Samai. In this sutra, it says, query and response come up together, comes up together. A query and response. Query response, or here says, when knocking and the sound occur together, means if you really devote yourself to do Zazen in the realm of Zazen, which is very quiet, completely beyond your measurement, your yardstick anyway, your evaluation. So if you devote yourself to do the Zen in the realm of the Zen, that means you manifest yourself in total appropriate way. Manifest yourself as you really are. That is called acceptance. Total acceptance. Just accept Zazen and you. Not accept you and Zazen. Accept, anyways, silence. Silence means something more than evaluation, which you can find by a yardstick you have. By your yardstick. So, this is a silence, so anyway, total acceptance is you should be just present in that silence. That is total acceptance. Simultaneously, if you accept means if you acquire this, very naturally, immediately respond, something responds you. Because in the realm of silence, there are many beings exist. Many beings exist. The many beings are not existing in the position of their own form. At that time, they are always fighting each other. But in the silence, they are anyway existent in peace, in harmony means, each of the beings are nothing but the energies, working, total working. So, working energies is really tuning in, cooperating, interconnected, interpenetrated each other. So that's why Zazen and you, how can you be one with? You should work. Your life must be spring forth. Zazen, life of Zazen must spring forth. That means what do you do? You have to put yourself in the realm of silence first. where your zazen is also present there. Then what do you do? Just work together. So a quality and this part come together simultaneously. That means if you do the Zen, anyway, that is total acceptance. And then total acceptance is your experience. Okay, your experience. But your experience is completely, anyway, total response from the universe. So universe echoes. Sound of the universe really echoes. That's why if you do it, you experience something. But you don't know what it's an experience. But fascinating sometimes. Even though you don't feel good, but it's exactly helping. It's really helping to your life. If you see your life for long range, it's really helping. So remember this point is that if you do something with your wholeheartedness, there must be, anyway, all beings which are willing to respond your life. Very natural. You don't see it, but it's really natural, very natural. That's why all beings in the universe respond your total acceptance. That is way of deepening your life. That is a way of manifesting your personality in this world. So, that is, so if you do that, then don't believe, don't get, don't hang on, anyway, hanging around, don't be hanging around the small self. I am doing zazen. Zazen helping me. That is really small self. It is not real zazen. Because if you think so, zazen is all, you make a functional zazen small. Separated from you, separate from others. Anyway, zazen and you, or trees, birds, or all sentient beings are exactly the same. And living in the realm of silence is, anyway, energy is just working, functioning. So, when knocking and sounding occur together, it is still like a silver mountain and iron wall. But silver mountain and iron wall means even though you accept totally and all sentient beings respond to your life, but it is just like a silver mountain, iron wall. You can't, anyway.